Upon my word, I don't believe they are stirring yet.
I told you so, Miss Julia. Remember how late the steamboat got in last night? And then when they got home, oh, good Lord, what a lot the young mistress had to unpack before she could get to bed.
Oh, well, let them have their sleep. But let us see that they get a good breath of fresh morning air when they do appear.
I declare there isn't a bit of room left for this bunch of flowers. I think I'll put it on the piano, miss.
So, now you've got a new mistress, my dear Berta. Heaven knows it was a wrench for me to part with you.
And you think it wasn't hard for me too, miss? After all the blessed years I've been with you and Miss Rena.
We must make the best of it, Berta. There was nothing else to be done. George can't do without you, you see. He absolutely can't. He's had you to look after him ever since he was a little boy.
Ah, but Miss Julia, I can't help thinking of Miss Rena lying helpless at home there, poor thing. And with only that new girl, too. She'll never learn to take proper care of an invalid.
Oh, I shall manage to train her. And of course, you know, I shall take most of it upon myself. You needn't be uneasy about my poor sister, my dear Berta.
Well, but there's another thing, miss. I'm so mortally afraid I shan't be able to suit the young mistress.
Oh, well, just at first there may be one or two things that...
Most like she'll be terrible grand in her ways.
Well, can you wonder at that? General Garbler's daughter? Think of the sort of life she was accustomed to in her father's time. Don't you remember how we used to see her riding down the road along with the general? In that long black habit and with feathers in her hat?
Yes, indeed, I remember well enough. But good Lord, I should never have dreamt in those days that she and Master George would make a match of it.
Oh, nor I. But by the by, Berta, while I think of it, in future you mustn't say Master George. You must say Dr. Tesman.
Yes. The young mistress spoke of that too last night, the moment they set foot in the house. Is it true then, miss?
Oh, yes, indeed it is. Only think, Berta, some foreign university has made him a doctor, while he's been abroad, you understand. I hadn't heard a word about it until he told me himself at the landing stage.
Oh, well, well, he's clever enough for anything he is. But I didn't think he'd have gone in for doctoring people.
No, it's not that sort of doctor he is. But let me tell you, we may have to call him something grander still before long.
Oh, you don't say so. What can that be, miss?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Oh, dear, dear. If my poor brother could only look up from his grave now and see what his little boy has grown into. But bless me, Berta. Oh, why have you done this? Taken the chintz covers off all the furniture?
The mistress told me to. She can't abide covers on the chairs, she says.
Well, are they going to make this their everyday sitting room, then?
Yes, that's what I understood from the mistress. Master George, the doctor, he said nothing.